How is it going, everyone? And welcome back to The Gold Standard, a podcast dedicated to the University of Minnesota, where we bring you the latest on all things Minnesota sports. I'm Alex Karwowski, your Minnesota Daily Sports editor, and it's been a minute since we updated you on anything. That's because me and my colleagues at The Daily have been taking a break from the news grind and preparing for our semesters, but let's not wait any longer. First on the docket, the Gophers football team defeated Rhode Island 41-0 on Saturday for their first win of the season. The win comes after the team's home opener came down to the final field goal attempt from the reigning Big Ten kicker of the year, Dragan Kesich, who was just a little too far to the right and missed the goalpost. On Saturday, though, the Gophers running back Darius Taylor made his 2024 season debut, as well as freshman quarterback Drake Lindsey. Taylor was out last week for injury, and Lindsey replaced starting quarterback Max Brosmer in the final quarter. The Gophers volleyball team shocked the nation when they took down the number one ranked Texas Longhorns in their second game of the season. That excitement, though, was short-lived because the number 23 ranked Baylor Bears upset the Gophers in five sets on Friday. The Gophers started their season in Milwaukee at the Fiserv Forum, playing number 5 ranked Stanford. The team lost that match, also in five sets. At the time of this recording, the Gophers have yet to play their Saturday matchup against Texas Christian University. But by the time you're listening to this, that game will be over. The Gophers play their home opener Tuesday against St. Thomas. The Gophers women's soccer team started their season with 5 straight wins and is currently undefeated. The team beat Army on Thursday and tied for their best start since 2018. In the first game of the season, redshirt freshman Caroline Birdsell lifted the team to a comeback win after she scored 2 goals in the second half. The season opener was the first time Birdsell wore the maroon and gold, and her success behind the ball earned her Big Ten Freshman of the Week honors. The following 2 games, senior forward Kaya Harper netted a hat trick. Her first was against St. Thomas, followed by the team's game against Milwaukee. Harper's first hat trick earned her co-offensive Big Ten Player of the Week honors. The women's soccer team returns to Elizabeth Lyle Robbie Stadium Sunday, where they will take on Brown University and look to break their 2018 record and get their best start to a season ever. Moving along, Gophers women's golf returned to the fairways on September 2nd. The team finished in second place at the Boilermaker Classic. Minnesota's Isabel McCauley is the tournament's defending champ, but she fell short of holding on to that title this year. Joining McCauley on the green for the first time in an NCAA tournament was her sister, Reese McCauley. Reese tied for 16th place. There was only one other Gopher who finished in the top 10, and that was sophomore Mariana Misones. She tied for 9th. The women's golf team's next tournament is the Anika Intercollegiate, which begins Monday. The men's golf team begins their season Sunday at the Gopher Invitational. Last season, the team combined for a score of 287 at that tournament and tied for 4th place. North Carolina Wilmington won last year's tournament. Gophers cross country started their season late last month at the Oz Memorial Invitational in Falcon Heights, Minnesota. It was 2 Gophers who won both the women's and men's portion of the race and earned their first collegiate running win. Junior Allie Weimer finished first among the women, and graduate student Noah Cahut Jackson was the first of the men to cross the finish line. Cahut Jackson also finished with a personal best 5K time, which earned him Big Ten Men's Cross Country Athlete of the Week. Before we go, I just wanted to let you know that the women's basketball team released their non-conference schedule on Friday, and the team's first game is on November 4th at Williams Arena against Central Connecticut State. So, I'll see you at the barn then. This episode of The Gold Standard was written by Alex Karwowski and produced by Kaylee Sarovi and Cece Heinen. Thanks for giving us a listen. As always, feel free to send me a message to my email inbox at akarwowski@mndaily.com with any questions, comments, or hot takes. Once again, I'm Alex Karwowski, and this has been The Gold Standard. ¶¶